Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, John in Michigan's on the line with a water question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have an older house that has a well pit sticking out underneath the house, and okay. I want to abandon that because it's letting water into the basement. So I want to know what do I have to deal with? How would I go about, you know, demolishing that old well pit and still putting up a new basement wall?
Is this like a wide well, like, you know, 3 feet wide? Feet
deep? It's a well pit that's probably 3.5 foot wide by 3 foot deep or so.
Okay, well, then I would just fill it up. I would fill it up with stone first. Does it have a concrete lip that comes above the surface?
No, it's flush with the surface, and the basement wall is non-existent at this point. It goes right into the well pit where the pump and stuff used to be.
I have
city water now, so we don't
it's
have
really, this is really just a recessed area where the well equipment is, right? I mean, we're not talking about, it's only 3 feet deep. You're obviously not pumping water from 3 feet deep. But in this case, what I would do is I just fill that in with stone right up to the top. But if you're seeing water that collects in there, what you're seeing is that's the first place the water collects. But you can eliminate that if it's happening during heavy rain by taking a look outside the house and managing the exterior drainage conditions, making sure that the gutters are clean and free-flowing, making sure the soil slopes away from the walls. You know, the water gets in there below the soil. You're seeing it because that's the lowest spot, but that's not causing the basement to flood. That's just evidence of the flooding.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks.
You're welcome. John. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.